Hi, and welcome to your audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com on how to double the chances that someone will say yes to your request. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Now, before I describe to you a really simple technique to help you become more persuasive, I just want to say that, of course, not all human communication needs to be or should be about trying to get people to do stuff you want them to do. Being the kind of person that always seems to have an agenda, always seems to be trying to manipulate others, can be problematic. And paradoxically, someone like that can become less influential over time because other people get defensive around them. We need to connect with other people through sheer goodwill and sociability and just enjoy people's company sometimes. But having said that, there are times when we need to be super influential. Perhaps we really need something to happen, as when you really need a favour. Or maybe we're being influential for the good of the person we're influencing, as when we do therapy with them, or suggest a course of action we know will help them greatly. So how do we persuade someone? Well, there are many ways. Robert Cialdini neatly summarised 6 principles of persuasion, so I'll just remind you what those are. Firstly, there's reciprocity. You do something for someone and they'll feel more compelled to comply with a later request that comes from you. Research has also found that people will like you more and be more influenced by you if they have done you a favour. Self-consistency. We all like to feel we're consistent. Someone who feels that they're a generous person, perhaps because you've been talking to them about how generous they are, is more likely to give if asked to do so. We don't like to act in ways that might make us seem inconsistent. Next, we have social proof. We don't generally like to acknowledge it, but in many ways we like to do what others do. If everybody's doing it, we must feel that it must be okay. From genocide to fashion trends that take off and marketing testimonials, the power of social proof is everywhere. Studies have found that women find a man more attractive if other women are smiling at him, and that's social proof right there. Then we have perceived authority, which is a huge influencer. If we know someone's highly respected for the books they've written or has power because of a position they hold or a uniform they wear, or even just the authority that comes with intense charismatic confidence, we're all ready to respond. The fifth influencer is liking. If we feel people are similar to ourselves, we're more likely to vote for them, buy from them, believe them, and so on. This is why marketing companies fill their advertisements with people who are somehow like the target consumer and or are very attractive. We tend to like those we perceive as like us, and we like attractive people, and so are more influenced by them. And the last basic influencer on Cialdini's list is scarcity. We value rarity, and are so influenced more if we feel we only have one chance, that the sale ends tomorrow, or that there's only one left in stock, and so on. We know that fear influences people, and that people will act to prevent something they believe is bad from happening, which is why people buy insurance. So I would also link scarcity to fear as an influencer. And on top of all these principles of influence, you can bring in the power of conversational hypnosis, something we've been teaching for years, and also the power of your posture, gestures, tone of voice, and all the other non-verbal factors to be more persuasive. But I want to cover something really simple here, which you can take away and use instantly, perhaps within the context of these other hidden influencers I was talking about. Now, I just mentioned that my colleagues and I have been teaching indirect, permissive, conversational hypnosis for years. Why would we teach permissive hypnosis in which a person doesn't feel ordered around or commanded to do stuff? Well, for 2 reasons. First off, it's more respectful. It's much less jarring to say to someone, perhaps you can begin to notice your hands starting to relax very deeply now, than it is to issue an old-style hypnotic command, your hand will relax now. And the second reason we teach permissive, indirect hypnotic communication is because it's actually more persuasive and effective. It's been found that the so-called, but you are free, technique doubles people's compliance with requests. This simple technique is all about reaffirming people's freedom to choose. By reaffirming their freedom, you're indirectly saying to them, I'm not threatening your right to say no. You have a free choice. A recent review or meta-analysis of no less than 42 psychology studies carried out on this technique has shown that it is surprisingly effective given how simple it is. In fact, over 22,000 people have been tested by researchers, and across all the studies, the but you are free technique was found to double the chances that someone would say yes to the request. People have been shown to donate more to good causes, agree more readily to a survey, and give more to someone asking for a bus fare home. So how do you use this technique? Aside from using it in hypnotic inner work with someone you're helping, that is, how can you use it in everyday life? Well, the exact words you use are not especially important. The studies have shown that using the phrase, "but obviously do not feel obliged," worked just as well as, "but you are free." What does impact on its effectiveness is whether it's made face-to-face. Reaffirming that someone's free to choose is more powerful when you say it to their face. It still works over email, but its power is less. It works because people instinctively hate to feel hemmed in or have their choices reduced. We react against attempts at obvious coercion by becoming more closed-minded. Obviously, it's up to you, but it would be great if you could just lend me this money so I can get home tonight. It's twice as likely with most people to get compliance than, "I really need you to give me the money." This is why hypnotherapists often use so-called illusory choice during their hypnotic inductions. For example, we might say, "And I don't really know whether you'll notice your arms or your legs starting to feel really relaxed first, as that's up to your unconscious mind. But you can feel very curious to notice which part of you begins to feel more relaxed or tranquil first." This is illusory choice in that it does offer a choice, the arms or the legs relaxing first. However, the only thing really on offer is still only relaxation and feeling better. You're not offering a choice between feeling more relaxed or more tense. But when you say it, the client feels as if they're still the ones with all the autonomy. So just to recap, emphasizing that someone has the freedom to choose paradoxically makes them more likely to be influenced by you. People who know how to use conversational hypnosis regularly apply this principle, but it can certainly be used in everyday communication. For example, "It's up to you. You can decide what you like. Maybe you're busy, but I would love a lift to the class tonight if you've got time." Or, "Please don't feel obliged, but we'd love to see you at the party next week." Or maybe, "It's obviously your choice, but I don't suppose I can borrow your whatever." So it's a simple technique, but extremely powerful, and used alongside your general likability and personal authority, and used wisely, it will make you a whole heap more influential in everyday life. And if you're interested in learning conversational hypnosis, you can go to the Learn Hypnosis Free tab at the top of hypnosisdownloads.com and subscribe to our free video hypnosis course there. So I hope you found this interesting and useful, and to listen to other audio insights, check out the hypnosisdownloads.com members section, the Growth Zone. Members get access to all the downloads on the site, plus exclusive members-only downloads. And to find out more, just go to hypnosisdownloads.com and click on the Joiners link. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. I hope you've enjoyed this audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com.